Hello, welcome back to So Over Podcast. We're going to be talking about SmackDown and Raw, and I have Lorenzo Ramon.
Hey, yo, sorry, technical difficulties, but yeah, I'm here.
Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And me, Emmy Blaze. Okay, guys, let's get into it. What is the highlight of the last few episodes? We've been away for a little bit. And any news that has been a highlight in the wrestling world?
Well, I think since we the last time we recorded, right? That would have been Ron Killens coming back, right? Or being rehired, I should say.
Yes.
And now he's resuming his feud with John Cena. Well, I guess so. I mean, there's a lot of things going on with John Cena. He's feuding with CM Punk, he's feuding with Ron Killens, and I'm not actually sure about the King of the Ring, whether that the winner faces the World Heavyweight Champion or WWE Champion. Not sure. I don't think that's been made clear to me, unless I missed something. But yeah, there's a few things going on. King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring, kind of semi-hyped for those matches as well at Night of Champions. So yeah, it's not too bad.
So you're hyped about the King of the Ring.
Well,
Is
really, just the Queen of the Ring, if I'm being honest, because I do think that's Jade Cargill's to win. But obviously, Asuka is like a proven main eventer in the women's division. So I feel like Asuka, who's actually a good wrestler as well, can, get Jade to perform at Night of Champions, if it still goes ahead, by the way, because I'm hearing stuff about cancellations and stuff.
yeah. I don't know if you heard anything much of Martin. It's in
No,
Saudi.
I haven't heard anything about cancellations. Obviously, if Morgan's out for a while,
That's sad.
so they're gonna have to, Roxanne Perez is gonna have to step in for a bit, which we knew was coming anyway, but I guess it's just got her there quicker. Maybe
Did
she
you
did it.
hear,
I
sorry,
don't know.
yeah, did you hear
That's
anything
all right.
about Dominic Mysterio being injured as well?
Yes, I did. So the match against AJ Styles is cancelled, from what I heard as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on. Everyone's getting injured all of a sudden.
Do you think it's because they don't want to go there?
That is a possibility. I'll be real. I mean,
that
no one will blame them. No, not I don't think fans will blame them, but
No.
Saudis make a lot of money for WWE, so there probably will be repercussions from TKO. I can see it.
What if they don't go or they don't perform?
Well, if, let's just say, I think we can all maybe assume that they're not everyone is injured. Maybe they just don't want to go, right? Which is what we just
Mm.
said. That has happened in previous era.
Yeah.
But if that was ever exposed to TKO, then they could risk their pushes, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, is it a coincidence? I mean, I'm not saying that Liv Morgan's one, we saw something happen. But I mean, especially with all the news that's happening, who else has been injured? Is there anyone else, or is it just those two?
LA
Is it
Knight,
true?
Johnny?
Oh, was LA Knight? When he had the fight, was that right?
Yeah, when he got jumped by, the usual
Yeah.
trio, and I thought he was injured. I don't know how true it is, though. I don't know
Yeah.
if it's part of the storyline or he is actually injured.
Yeah. Maybe they some of the wins. I was actually thinking, is it unlikely wins? Like, I was like, maybe Cody doesn't want to go, so he might lose to Jay, but he didn't.
Let's be honest. Oh yeah. Do you know what? Part of me was sad about that match in general, because
Oh,
it just told me that Jey Uso's push is finally done.
really?
Yeah,
Oh,
it's like,
you reckon?
yeah, I really do. Like, I mean, he might go back to winning the Intercontinental Championship or tag team again, but I definitely think they've removed him from the main event picture for the
Just
foreseeable future, I will say.
that's interesting, yeah. So you think just because that was the last time, that was his last chance, sort of
I
thing.
do. They've just pushed him down the card. I mean, obviously, main events for Raws and stuff, but when you lose to Gunther at least, what, 4 times in a year, and then you lose to Cody Rhodes on live TV, I just feel like, at what point will you get that chance again? You got Seth Rollins with the briefcase. He's probably, going to attempt to start a feud with Gunther or Goldberg if Goldberg wins, but yeah, who knows?
Yes. It's interesting to see where they're going to go with it because, yeah, like I mean, maybe they're sick of Gunther as well. But I mean, it's a lot of people weren't that happy about the Goldberg thing. Was I think you told me Macho Martin, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not happy with the Goldberg thing. I mean,
Really?
to be honest, even when he came out of the ring, not come out of the ring, even when he come down the aisle, it looked like, he's fallen apart already. He was like limping as anything. You're like, what the hell's going on? And
Is it kind of like him? They keep putting Gunther with these people, like what was who was the commentator fight?
yeah, what is with that? Why none of these like people, as I say, they haven't built up a story or anything. They haven't put any work into it.
And
Why are they fighting the
are they fit
WWE
enough?
champion,
Are they fit enough to go after the heavyweight title as well?
I just don't get it. I don't get the reasoning. It's like they're running out of anybody think they're running out of people, but there's so many people they could great wrestlers they could choose from. Where they can create some storylines, but I just don't get it. What's with the like all these like out cards or I don't know what do you
Kind
call
of
it? Just
like gimmicky matches.
yeah, gimmicks. Yeah, I mean, who else are you going to bring in? They're going to bring who knows?
Yeah,
The
I
Ultimate
know.
Warrior back.
Apparently, Vincent Mann and Triple H, but. I guess this agreement was made during Vince McMahon's era. He was promised, Goldberg was promised one more match, right? And he wasn't able to deliver that. Vince McMahon wasn't anyway in his tenure. So Goldberg's been mentioning this for a couple of years now, and now he finally gets the opportunity. I guess he's officially said this is his last match, isn't it? And in storyline, I guess Gunther's favourite wrestler is Goldberg. So maybe that's the story. I don't know.
Yeah, is Gunther's favourite wrestler actually Goldberg?
Not in real life, but he definitely said it. On a promo on Raw, I remember
I think he does like the heavyweights, so I've seen real interviews with him saying he likes like the big
yeah,
guys because
he
he's
said it.
a
To be fair, he said it in Canada against Bret Hart, and obviously, Bret Hart and Goldberg don't like each other, so
yeah.
yeah, so he did it intentionally to get the crowd booing.
I think I remember that. I was kind of like, what were they doing with that? But I guess I just thought it was like a not something they were going to bring on this as a storyline or like in the serious thing. But I guess so because they've just got that show and that show Saturday night main event is this nostalgia show. So I guess it's kind of goes filling in with that. It's not like it's for SummerSlam, right? Which is that's the big one next, I imagine. Unless is it after Saudi Arabia's one.
Oh, I thought it was at Saudi, is it not?
SummerSlam.
No, sorry, I thought Goldberg was facing Gunther at Saudi in Night of Champions. Is that not happening?
Night of Champions, or was
No,
it
I thought it was
Saturday night
Saturday night.
main
Oh, my
event?
event. Mistake. Yeah, my mistake. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, that would be kind of. I'm sure some people wouldn't be that happy about. I don't think they'd mind. I guess he's a. At least he's a wrestler. My issue before was that the other guy wasn't a wrestler.
Maybe
He's not
TKO,
much of a
maybe.
wrestler left, though, is he?
No, he's not. Yeah, he really isn't. Didn't he injure Undertaker in his last match, actually?
Goldberg.
Yeah. They had like that horrible match in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, right. So maybe do you think they're going to try and do a slight homage to that?
No,
Injuring people.
Undertaker can't do any more matches though, can he?
No.
He
I
can't
don't
do
really want to see
that. Undertaker anymore, in general, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what else can you really do? I mean, all you do is show up with your bike and choke something.
Yeah, and he can't even ride that properly.
Yeah,
Well,
he's stalling and everything. It's
yeah,
just.
they are saying about Stone Cold, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently he's been promised. Well, no, not promised. He's apparently he wants another one to go. He wants another go as well.
Right.
That'd be the next one, wouldn't it? Gunther versus Stone Cold.
Yeah, I think it's quite possible. That's what I heard, but obviously this is just
I don't
what.
want to see that. No, I don't want to see that either.
I think people want to see, apparently, they want to see CM Punk versus Stone Cold.
Why?
There was a time in life when I went to see that. Not in 2025, though. No.
And I think Stone Cold, I think he wants to wrestle, but he's just not been called up. So,
Not yet.
yeah,
Forget.
but I guess, yeah, maybe that would be the big SummerSlam thing. We had a little, teaser with him not being able to drive properly. And,
Do you think it might be a ploy to get, well, not a ploy, but that because obviously they're in major debt, right? So is this to rank up the ticket sales or something?
Do you think so?
Don't know.
What if you had a big fight like that to have?
Yeah, just to bring back these nostalgics. So there's like people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a ticket to that because I'm never going to see him fight again.
Kind of like, I mean, John Cena's slightly nostalgic, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. He's a parody of himself, John Cena, actually. Yeah. But I was gonna say though, on the ticket sales thing, right? Like, didn't they break their ticket sale like record during like the Bloodline era and Cody Rhodes chasing the title,
Really?
that whole yeah, so all that shows you is that all you need is good storylines, actually good stables that don't bore you to death. Yeah. And just like, you don't always need nostalgia acts because in that storyline, other than Brock Lesnar, who kept popping in and out. All those guys are not. None of those guys were nostalgia acts. They're all kind of new and coming up. Apart, Roman Reigns is obviously an established guy. Cody Rhodes, 2 years into the company, you're bringing up Jey Uso, you're bringing up Jimmy Uso. Even Solo Sikoa has been brought up, and even around that, Sami Zayn is getting involved. There's just different things happening. It's not all nostalgia acts, and that was the boom period of this current era, and that is probably the reason why Netflix wanted to purchase WWE in the first place.
Because
But now.
like present, not like old school
Yeah,
necessarily.
exactly. I mean, you can have your old school stuff, but you can't just bombard the show with like just I don't know, just spamming it with old people. It's just crazy. It's like my favorite wrestler of all time is The Rock here, but I don't really want to see The Rock wrestle anymore. I did want to see him versus Roman Reigns. Didn't happen.
Finish that story with.
Exactly, but it's too late now. Now I no longer need to see him in the ring, really, unless. I don't know. He is entertaining on the Matt Queen the Hill, to be fair. But yeah, I'm just over it.
Yeah, I think it's a weird one, isn't it? Because like the Rock, like, yeah, you don't really want to see him, but if he had carried on, I'm sure you would have wanted to see him. But now he just kind of went away and ruined that storyline. He didn't finish it. It was just like, oh, what was the point in that?
Matt,
It's
he.
just a sales thing, I think. Rock's bought this, blah, blah, blah. And now he's got some movies to do. So he's like, this is like a second foot thing, and it's like a
Yeah.
it, movies comes first, and it seems to be. Did
But
you,
it's just. Go ahead. Go ahead.
out of curiosity, did you feel like when The Rock came back, it was like, around the time when there was. Obviously, they were going on to the Netflix thing, and then like Vince McMahon story was going on. People were talking about Vince and his lawsuit a lot, which they stopped talking about. But like, you feel like having The Rock seem like he's the face of the company rather than any of the family. That was the sort of that's what they were trying to do, and now no one's talking about it now that we don't see The Rock. Do you know what I mean? Isn't that? It felt like it's
Maybe.
a distraction. They're all like, oh, he's like the main boss and like for the wrestling and TKO, but it's like, no, he's not. He's just a pundit that comes on sometimes.
A figurehead.
Yeah, if that, an investor,
Possibly.
that's it.
Good
But
point, though, to be
I
fair.
do find it interesting that we don't hear from him anymore. We've not heard from him in months,
Yeah. Well, it's not WrestleMania season. That's when he usually pops up again.
I feel
But
like, do
wait.
you feel like, I mean, Lorenzo, you're a bit more of a historian in this case. Do you feel like, how long do we have this lull? I feel like, I don't know, obviously you're pumped about the Night of Champions.
Well, specifically two matches, I would say, and that's the. I want to see what John Cena and CM Punk do, and I am interested to see if they give Jade Cargill the crown. She may or may not deserve. But your question was, well, how long are we gonna have this that kind of boring period? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, basically.
Well, do you know what it is? Usually around SummerSlam, they do hype something up, right? Where I don't know, a big return or something, because something has happened at SummerSlam. They're talking about they're gonna change SummerSlam into a 2 day thing like WrestleMania. Well, if you're gonna do that, you gotta make it interesting, right? You gotta set the standard at least in this year. So that next year you can make it 2 days. So I do feel I just being wishful thinking. end of July or August time, which is when SummerSlam build-up happens, something should happen. Something interesting. Maybe a heel turn. I don't know who could turn heel. That would be interesting to me right now, but you never know. Yeah, they might, you know.
Who do you think could turn?
Sami Zayn.
Sammy, well, he's due a turn, isn't he?
I think so. I think because he keeps getting fed up of losing, right?
He's definitely losing a Night of Champions as well, by the way. But yeah. Well, do you know what's funny? I actually, on my way home, I read that Cody Rhodes has said, yeah, he's almost reached the end of his babyface run.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. Interesting.
That's what he said, so
Well, to be honest, it is getting kind of boring.
Yep. Yep.
I think the fans are getting bored for sure. You
Yeah.
can only be the hero for so long before the heroes have to fall, right?
And yeah. And I'll bring it back to something I said on this podcast a couple months ago. Cody Rhodes' thing was finishing his story. Not only did he finish his story, but he kept the title for a full year. Maybe more, I can't remember. In the process. So what is his story now? Like after keeping that title for so long, you've already completed your story. Your arc is finished as a character, so you do need to spice it up a bit. And the only way to do that is, I guess, to turn heel.
Which was something that I feel like I don't know, obviously we can't confirm, but was offered to him, and in replacement John did that.
Now looking at it, I don't think Cody would ever have pulled it off like John Cena has. He's done a really good job, to be fair. And he's winning over the crowd now, especially with
I've
his
liked,
promos.
yeah, I've liked the last couple of weeks in comparison to the, I don't know. I didn't really like the early weeks, right? But I do like what he's doing now, you know. So, yeah. But Cody Rhodes, I agree with you though. I don't think he would have been able to pull off nowhere near as John Cena, or as good as John Cena.
Do you think it's because, like, you know, when you were like, we were all kind of like that, we were like, oh, this feels like too forced or something like that. It's just because we weren't used to change, we weren't ready for change, or do you think that he was sort of warming up?
I think he had a plan, you know. I think there is a, I think if you keep pushing a crowd enough, like, you know, just as spectators ourselves, if you keep doing it, but you keep entertaining us whilst you're doing it, especially with the promos, he's doing so well with that. I think, especially with the later ones where he's all these comebacks, and the stuff he's spewing about the thing about the stars and even their private lives, and how they did things in the past, and they're bringing it all up. It is quite hard hitting sort of thing. I think it's definitely
Yeah.
worked. So maybe it was a plan. All I said,
Well, that's.
he does it more and more harshly every week, I think.
What do you guys
More
think
realistic.
about the pipe bomb?
Yeah, I mean, what was it before that he did quite well?
Before this, the SmackDown promo.
Yeah, what was his last promo?
Well, I get CM Punk, you mean?
Yeah, before CM Punk. Who was the last one before
Uh,
that?
what, R-Truth, maybe?
No, I feel like there's someone else.
Cody Rhodes, LA Knight.
I really can't remember now, but any, it was very good. Anyway, I think we all remember we're praising it last time we were on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I mean there was one where, like, I don't know. He's had quite a few. There's so much.
Yeah,
Yeah. From.
he has done really well. As I said, it's just they're getting harder and harder hitting. And I think that's what's winning the crowd over.
I think it's like he's working with the crowd, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not just him. It's like, the people are cheering him now. It's like cheering him being a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a testament to what he's been saying all along?
Yeah, you guys are gonna love it anyway because it's
Yeah.
entertainment.
I mean, it gave us a little inkling that Ron Killens won't be liked within a year, won't it?
I mean, all of that. I would like to ask you guys a question. We'll come back to the pipe bomb. What do you think about what they're doing? What the Ron Killings thing they're trying to do? What are they trying to do? Does
Oh, they're
anyone?
going to make him into a heel. What?
That's
I
not what
don't know.
I would
Well,
assume
I think,
back.
well, he's always been, they said, he's always been the comedic thing, and then maybe that's part of the thing. We brought him back. It's like you need to do something else.
I think they have no plan for now, because obviously they fired him, right?
Yeah, I
Well,
know.
we don't know if that's true, though, do we? I mean, at the end of the day, has it been, certified or whatever that in actual fact they did fire him, or was it all part of the Triple H plan, which he leaves you to believe?
I think the only thing is, like, I was watching an interview with Carlito on Busted Open, and he was talking about he mentioned about the Ron Killings thing, and it sounded like it wasn't like every like it, he was fired, like they were trying to fire him. Do you know what I mean? He was, and they were sort of discussing, how nobody he wasn't getting as much praise, but he said that I was more concerned that they weren't giving Truth the send off. He didn't really care about himself that much. He's not that bothered. But yeah, it sounded like if it's coming from him, he's not in the WWE anymore. Why would he bother still
Yeah,
talking
true.
about it? So it sounds like it was, I felt that confirmed it for me. I was like, oh, okay, it's not even like he's trying to like diddle daddle. And he even like said his own grievance. He was, as him and I think Cora Jade said something like, the issue that they had was just like how they were told. It wasn't necessary for them to like tell them in the way that they did. And then sort of I think they were sort of gaslighting them the week before. Anyway, they weren't, they were just saying that it they could have just told them in person, they're professional. They understand the business and stuff. That was the, it wasn't like maybe said in as much malice, but I felt like that was the summary of what they were saying. But anyways, for me, that was confirming that they were trying to get rid of Ron. But what are they trying to do with him now? Like, what is this?
Yeah, I generally don't know. I really don't. No, I feel like they don't have a plan personally, and they're just trying to come up with one right now. Maybe mold, I don't know, one or two matches with John Cena, and then relegate Ron back to what he was until they release him again. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I actually don't really, I'm not really down with it, to be honest, because even on the last show, I think it was SmackDown, he was supposed to have some sort of fight or confrontation with John Cena, and then we didn't see it. It was like kind of weird that, he obviously jumped pretty deadly, Kit Wilson, whatever, which was probably good for Kit, and then the guy from. He's from the House of Black.
Oh, in black, or
Aleister
is he?
Black. Aleister Black, yes.
That's black, yeah.
Exactly. So he comes up, and obviously, maybe that's the next beef or something. And then that's it, really. And he, that's not what he was there for. And it was like, and then there was even a speech of Priest, and he was like, you go over there and you do your thing with thingy. Or was it that he had a fight with him, and then CM Punk comes in and saves him? It just felt like lackluster. It looked like Ron was going to lose, or did Ron lose? I can't remember, but it was like, oh, is that it? He's
I
just
don't think he lost, did he?
CM Punk comes in, doesn't he?
Oh no, I think it ended in DQ, didn't it?
A DQ.
Wait, are we
Yes,
talking about
qualification.
what, when he faced John Cena? Am I
Yeah,
saying?
yeah.
Yeah, it ended in disqualification, yeah.
Yeah, but
No, he
it
won
just.
actually, technically.
And
If you had...
that fight was awful. Him and Ron, they weren't even hitting each other, and like it was, there was very little impact, and maybe it was like the camera angles that they were doing it for both him and Ron was terrible.
I mean, watching 2 55-year-olds,
I don't look at them like, I know this is weird, like their bodies are weird. And abnormal and strange. So I literally look at them and I'm thinking, yeah, that's just a very strong, two strong looking men, if you don't look at their faces.
No, I get you, 100%. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like John Cena, he's the rest of the Benny. He's obviously gone down as he's gotten older. He wrestles less these days as well, so. He's lost a bit of technique. So I just take it for what he is at the moment. I don't expect 5-star matches, but he does get the crowd, hyped regardless, which is all you really need to do as a wrestler. As a wrestler, right? Just get the crowd amped and let them, interested. Let them be interested in your matches.
I feel like the shots are so bad in that match.
Oh my God, yeah, I can agree with you, honestly.
Literally not touching each other or anything.
Fan
So,
of a woman's Royal Rumble, like parts of it. The issue that I had with that anyway.
yeah, you did have real issues with that Royal Rumble. Who was the person that was the worst?
Well, Bianca Belair was up there, I'll be honest. She wasn't the worst, but that was just seeing. I think Brie Bella was probably the worst.
Pre Bella.
Speaking of Bella, oh, why is she back?
She's back, yeah.
No, what was the one doing press ups? That was the worst one.
That's her.
Yeah,
That was
that
it.
was the
Oh,
worst thing I've
okay.
seen.
The
Those are the
Bella.
worst press ups I've ever seen, by the way, and I just mean in general.
I need to try and find it again. You're a historian, right? Because obviously it was probably at a time when I stopped watching wrestling. What's the big deal about the Bella twins? Were they a big deal? Everyone's like they're amazing.
No, so okay, there's
Is this the
levels.
Divas, whatever it is?
Yeah, they were part of the Divas era, which people actually hate, by the way. But I've just seen this all over Twitter now. They're trying to do revisionist history with it all. They were actually the stereotype of the people that Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair were replacing, right, to start the Divas Revolution. But because they had Total Divas TV show, and they did put more like cameras, I guess, on women's wrestling, just because they had a reality TV show and they'll do things outside of wrestling. People were drawn to that. But in terms of like the women's wrestling that people like now, Brie Bella and Nikki Bella were the opposite of that. Well, obviously, revisionist history is revisionist history, so yeah.
And do you think she's got a twin sister, is that right?
Yeah, you're talking about Brie Bella. She's married to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, do you think they're gonna, is she gonna come back as well?
You know what? We have so much women and talented women, by the way, on the current roster. I mean, talented, but they can use work in the character camp in the character, direction. But we have so many women that we can focus on. I have no idea why we would want to focus on these ladies who are no longer relevant. They were never actually that talented to begin with. I'm so sorry, apologies, but I have to call it spade a spade because I watched that era and I was like, what am I watching? Yeah. So we need to move on. We have so much divas already. We have to release some divas. We just released Cora Jade, who was up and coming. And now we're bringing Brie Bella to do what? Maybe feud with, I don't know. Who can she even feud with? No idea.
I
But
know it's a shame. It's, as I said, such a shame about Cora Jade. I'm still, upset about her and a few others. But yeah, exactly. There's literally, and I mean, maybe they could put her back in NXT because quite a lot of women on there, as we've seen, Mariah May originally, now she's called something else, isn't it? But nobody likes the name.
have you guys ever watched a
Blake
full?
Monroe, that's her name.
What's her name?
So Mariah May is from AEW, right? And she was
Yeah, she's the one that did the black and white thingy, right? Or that was her entrance or something like that.
that was Tony. So Tony was feuding with her, and that was
Oh, okay.
probably the biggest feud, one of the biggest feud in women's wrestling, at the moment out of AEW anyway. And then she'd come over because she's trying to like bet on herself because she thinks she can, do something in WWE. And yeah, they changed the name because obviously they probably own that name, Mariah May or something, and nobody's happy about it. But she's sort of, I feel like she's the sort of Tiffany type, not quite, but a little bit more vicious than Tiffany.
Well, they're vicious, but I mean, they're always vicious when they're in different wrestling organizations, aren't they? Then they come to WWE and become less vicious sometimes. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends. I guess it depends where people fit in, isn't it? If they fit
Yeah.
in to whatever storyline and all the other women that they have to fight.
Well, there you go. Just there's a lot of women on the roster already, and you're bringing back the better twins.
I
Just yeah, you, I just you guys should just watch two full Bri and Nikki Bella matches,
I
and
think
then
I
come
watched, I
back.
saw a few clips.
Okay.
There was a few kind of like, it was more about a show about how they got on into the ring, right? You know.
Yeah, no, just no. Just no.
What did you think about Roxanne Perez? No, Roxanne Perez. Well, Roxanne Perez was involved, but it's in my brain.
Oh, very good.
Raquel, yeah, Raquel. Because like I feel like ages ago, before Raquel, she went away for a bit and then came back and did the Judgment Day. I feel like her and Rhea, because they're quite similar size ish. Although is it Raquel's a bit taller or something? It always made sense, like them two wrestling each other. But then it's just sort of like when you've had who did you have? Like you have, someone really small wrestling them, and then you're just like, this is David and Goliath. But when you get the two of them together, you're like, this makes sense, the two of them. It's nice to see them wrestle again, or start to get into it. For me personally, I don't know what you guys think.
Are they facing each other soon, or like at Night Champions or
It felt
stuff?
like that there was something made official.
Okay.
It didn't say explicitly that, but obviously, I guess that would be it.
Because I don't know what the official, I only know three official matches for Night Champions, and then you guys are saying that Gunther and Goldberg is
Yeah.
Saturday night main event, so I don't know if like the ladies have gotten their matches sorted or not. But obviously, I do think Rhea will benefit from facing someone her own size.
I
I really
think
do.
so.
I really do. Like, it's about time. And let's be honest. And I am a believer of like bringing up new talent so that when it's WrestleMania season or SummerSlam season, you have established people that have been pushed like almost as much as your current main eventers, like to just face other people. And then you have like a lot of star-studded matches is what I'm trying to say. So like if that match does happen, I hope Rhea Ripley does the job very much.
What do you mean
Honestly.
she actually wins?
No, I hope she loses. Does the job.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. And
Because
I listen, I just to clarify as well, I know I've said a few things about Rhea, but I don't despise her. I appreciate her for what she is. I just want her to like put someone over. That's literally it. I don't think she's completely boring. I think she has her fans, and I understand exactly why she has her fans. I think she has charisma. I like her entrance, and she deserves to be where she is. I just feel like it's about time you let someone else win. That's it.
Is that the argument for most people? Is that what they were calling her, Rhea Hogan? Was that what you were saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's because she consistently winning. They called Becky Lynch Becky Hogan too, though, to be fair. So
She has got that. Becky Lynch is I do find it funny though. I mean, she's acting a bit like she's quite a good heel, right?
mean, she definitely makes me want to turn the TV off.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Really? It's the voice
Just,
that drives me nuts.
you know what I'm saying? It's like the minute she grabs the mic, I'm like, no, where's the remote? Mute, mute.
My goodness, really?
I'll
Just
be
the
honest with you.
whining. I can't
Yeah.
stand the whining.
Yeah, go ahead, Mutra. Just say, just listen. I have never, and I'll say this, I have never really been a Becky Lynch fan. I'm just saying,
Okay.
no. I know why she got over in the first place. It's because Nia Jax broke her nose. And then obviously the image of her bleeding, like in the crowd, it looked amazing, right? They were calling her the Stone Cold of the women's division. They were doing all that. And at the same time, people were already tired of Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. So simultaneously, those three, two things were happening. That
Yeah.
is why she was able to main event WrestleMania. And also, people wanted the Divas to, or women, sorry, to main event WrestleMania. So there was three things happening at the same time. And that's how she got the spot she is in now. But every time she would have the mic, I'm just like, no. No, just please, But that's me though. I know she has a lot of fans as well, or she had a lot of fans. I don't really see them anymore.
I don't think Jade Cargill is going to win the thingy, Queen of the whatever it's
Why?
champions or whatever they're calling it and what they're calling it.
The Queen of the Ring, right, or something.
Yeah, so Queen of the Ring. I don't think she's gonna win it. I think they're
Why?
really pushing the she's not new, is she? She's been around quite a while.
Asuka.
Yeah, Asta, yeah. I think they're really pushing Asta at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what?
So,
Asuka is, I think she's 40, is she?
Yeah, she probably is. Let me just double check.
Yeah, let me not just guess her age, but I know she's
I know
good.
exactly. Well, I guess, you know, I mean, still, they how who's the oldest wrestler? I think a couple of them are that age, no?
Yeah, but aren't the women like quite young? I always thought they were a bit younger than the men dressers.
What about Becky? Oh, yeah, Asuka's 43.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Asuka's already done it all, hasn't she?
Yeah, I feel like she has, but she's been injured, so she probably has a bit of time, a bit of things that she wants to prove. Becky's 38, anyways. We shouldn't
Yeah,
be.
I'll be honest. This is the era of just giving the same people the same things anyway. So that's why Seth Rollins has got money in the bank. He's already done it all, but they gave him the title or the briefcase. Sorry. John Cena is obviously 15, was he? 16-time
Yeah,
champion,
15,
sorry.
I think, yeah.
Who's the world heavyweight champion again? Oh, Gunther. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think he's a two-time heavyweight champion now. But he's kind of new, so I'll allow him that grace. But yeah, I just feel like based on the current product, probably Asuka will win just because they're not really pushing anyone new. They're giving the same people the same thing. So,
I mean, in the sort of, I can, from looking at the perspective of those wrestlers, this is probably the most popular, the most people, you know, that are watching wrestling on a re especially on a regular basis. So it's like, you know,
you
you
think
want to
so?
be a part of it. Yeah, because it's the Netflix era. Like, you know, before it was always you had to subscribe to a specific outlet to be able to watch wrestling. Now you can watch it on something where you don't have to pay for the pay-per-views, and it's just so much more exposure. Netflix are pushing it, so keep people on their platform as a permanent thing rather than just a TV show. This TV show never ends, you know. So I feel like if you were like even John Cena, why is he there? It's the money, but it's the exposure as well. So I can see why people are like,
I don't
even
really
if you've
think
done it
he's.
or you'll want to come on the show now, just to do it in front of the biggest audience that you could ever have done it in wrestling, like, don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah.
I don't really rate the actual title itself, like the king or queen or whatever, because to be honest, how long does it actually last before people don't actually care?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, I didn't Oh yeah, so Nia Jax won it last time, didn't she?
Yeah, Nia Jax, yeah.
Yeah, I
Oh, and
mean,
also, what's her name? The Puerto Rican Vega, what's her name? She's like US champ.
Stefania Vaquer.
No, she's like the US champion right now, I think. What's her name again? She was in like what's her name? She's the US champion. Do we not know who
Which
what's her
means
name?
Stephanie Vaquer.
Zelina Vega. There
Oh,
you go.
Selena Vega, yeah.
Yes. She won the Queen of the Ring too.
Right. Yeah, but I guess that's the thing. It's just a one-off sort of event, isn't it? I guess it might be nice for the wrestlers because it's not something they have to fight for the rest of the year, and they can just keep it as a trophy sort of thing.
Wanted to ask you guys actually. So, you know, back in the day, the King of the Ring, when you win the King of the Ring, you get a title opportunity, like at SummerSlam usually.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, go on.
Oh yeah. So obviously I haven't paid too much attention to what they've said. The King of the Ring wins this time, or Queen of the Ring as well. So I don't know if they get a title opportunity or they just get a crown. Because the last couple of winners, like Xavier Woods, he won the King of the Ring. He got a crown, nothing more. Sheamus won it, got a crown, nothing more. So I don't know if they're getting a title opportunity or they're just gonna wear a crown for a couple months.
Right. Yeah, I'm not really sure. It doesn't really say. I mean, well, Are they getting? I'm trying to think because I'm just trying to remember what they were saying about people fighting or getting close to Gunther, right? And then sort of, James, you saying James missed his opportunity to get to Gunther as well. Is that something where you do get a title shot? Maybe. I'm not sure. Like you said, is I don't feel like that's been confirmed. It just seems like
Okay.
you just win that and then that's it. It's just
What's
another
kind of pointless?
tournament. Yeah.
What, that just seems irrelevant then, doesn't it? Like
Yeah.
back in the day, I guess Stone Cold won it, and he, well, actually no, he did not get an opportunity. He just was a king for a couple months, but then it pushed him to become main eventer. But there's been a few times where the King of the Ring winner would get the title opportunity at SummerSlam. But I guess that's probably, it would make sense though. Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes, right? The winner of that match would probably be the next person to face John Cena. Although we did see Randy Orton already face John Cena at
Yeah,
Backlash, so
it'd be John Cena, it'd be Cody Rhodes again, won't it? As like a
yeah.
revenge thing.
And maybe they'll do a double turn.
Yeah, maybe that's where he twists, right?
Yeah.
If I'm honest with you guys, I'm not really enjoying Randy's matches.
No, I'm not.
Can we be honest with
Sorry.
ourselves? Randy Orton is an RKO. Just wait for the RKO and then that's it. You don't need to watch everything else.
know. I
Yeah.
just. It feels like it feels unfair, those matches. It feels like yeah, it feels a bit like a Jimmy Uso
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we'll just give, we'll allow Randy Orton because he's had like back surgery after back surgery after doing the RKO for 20 years. I get it. But he is actually just a finishing move, and I can confidently say that. Yeah, I mean, does he really need to wrestle every week when he's, is he pushing 50? Some of these guys don't
Doesn't
need to
wrestle
be.
every week anyway, does he? He
Does he
barely
not?
turns up.
Oh yeah. You're right, actually. Yeah.
He just turns up so he can pay for his wife's handbags, and that's
Yeah,
it. And he
he's
goes up again.
oh, gosh. Like, if we're gonna be honest with ourselves, yeah. Like, if I was Triple H, right, I would save everybody that's borderline legend or a legend. Randy Orton's a legend, right? All these guys, that are, they get a reaction. They're main eventers, but we do need to push new people that are younger, so we can, have more people on the roster that matter. So I'll save a Randy Orton for like a specific pay-per-view and then let him disappear for a bit.
Yeah,
Yeah. All the older guys. Yeah.
we definitely need more. There's so much talent out there, and they just don't utilize it. It's a bit of a
Don't.
waste, to be fair.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
you can blame both the booking and the actual talent themselves, maybe. Maybe they're not doing enough, but I don't know how much they can do with just, just being booked for one match and then on random Raw without a character, without a promo or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I care about you? You know, I got an argument one time, random, by the way. Do you know Butch or what's his name now? Pete Dunne.
Yeah, Pete Dunne, yeah.
So I know people love Pete Dunne, by the way. I know in NXT people loved him, right? But I didn't watch NXT when he was there. So when he came up here, all I knew is Butch, right? And I said, this guy's funny. He was funny to me as Butch. He was just running around beating up people. Now, I thought that was funny. But then everyone hated it because they said, this is not his character. He's meant to be a serious, big, guy that just wins. And then I'm like, okay, fair enough. And then he turns back to Pete Dunne. And I haven't seen him since, basically.
Yeah, what's happened to Pete Dunne? It's like he's just gone.
Yeah,
It's Pete
because
from down
he
the
has no more
street.
character.
Yeah, Pete from down the street.
Yeah, Pete from down the street, exactly. He has no more character now. He's not Butch. He's just Pete Dunne. That's a guy that's meant to be serious about wrestling. But he is like 5'8", 5'9". So you're not going to just beat up, Braun Strowman, are you? You're not going to beat up Braun Breaker. You're not going to beat up pretty much no one on the roster. At least when you're Butch, you had a character. So, when you have no character, what can you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're big,
Oh, I think it's who else do you think is like wasted on the roster right now? Like they could really do something. Oh, Karrion Kross finally got a reaction from Sami Zayn, so it looks like there's going to be a match or something. He did, and Sami Zayn seemed to like he really punched him.
Yeah, it did look quite convincing, that one, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe they said, "Oh, like punch him really hard because, like, do it for real because you know he wants realism."
I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with Sami Zayn because they keep saying in promos that he's never going to win the World Heavyweight title, right? So, I mean, are they trying to get him to that stage where he should win it? Is that what they're doing?
Just a heel turn, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
What do you
And what
think?
him and good.
What do you think that heel turn was is going to look like?
He might have a haircut.
Yeah, he'd shave everything. He'd just be bold. He'd just be bold. Yeah, why not? And then I just don't know what the promo would be. Just like, oh yeah, I'm turning evil now because, you guys didn't like me that much. I don't know. What reasons can people have for turning heel at this point? Like, we need some new reasons. It can't just be the fans. You're fickle. John Cena's already doing that now, so we need some new reasons, some new
And that
spice.
we weren't very happy with that as a term at first, but yeah, like I do think the writers need to reinvigorate themselves. They need to have a bit of a longer plan. Like you can't just have a plan for half of the like a quarter of the year and just be like, oh, we'll just we'll just get these, they're just going to come on the show, this person's going to be on the show, and then that faction comes.
What, and then bores the crowd.
Yeah, like literally I do not, I don't want to see I want to see something different than Bron Breakker. I just don't want to see them. What happened to JC? We haven't seen him anymore. Jacket.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him for a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe there's not enough hours on. Is the show even 3 hours yet or not? I can't tell anymore.
Apparently they're changing SmackDown back to two.
Yeah, they should at this point.
But actually, I think SmackDown for me was better than Raw.
Oh, 100%. Listen, I'll be honest with you. Raw, and I don't want to do this every week, so I'll just keep it very short. Seth Rollins has ruined Raw for me. He literally, like, this stable is not working. And they say, let Triple H cook. Well, he's burning the kitchen. I'm not going to let him cook for too much longer with this faction. And we know he lacks long-term storytelling. What that tells me is that this faction is going to last more than a year. I can't do it.
I mean, if it's going to bring down the ratings, then I think you've got to change your plan and strategy. Even if you've got a long-term plan, like how long are people not going to get it,
Exactly. Like, when was the last time Bron Breakker said a word? I don't even know.
he's a smart guy, just fishing and everything, maybe he's, he used to talk.
It's just being Seth Rollins is lucky. You just deserve much more than that, in my opinion. But I'm losing patience of, with that. And Paul Heyman, there's literally no reason for you to be there. Literally none. You should retire. You are in the Hall of Fame already. Therefore, there's no reason for you to still be out there. Retire because you're not bringing anything to the table. You're not doing a good job as a manager, in my opinion. You're just standing there. At least when you're with Roman Reigns, you're making funny faces. You don't do that anymore. So you just hold a briefcase. Why?
I was gonna say, what did you think of like the chat, the sort of promo with Paul Heyman and LA Knight?
I
I'll be
waited for LA Knight to win.
honest.
But it was good though. It was good for like him challenging Paul Heyman. It's like, in terms of like kind of gimmicky joke matches, I want to see that because Paul
Yeah,
Ray
me
Heyman
too.
has been running his mouth for quite a long time, and I quite like and he's been doing shots, like poking people in the nuts and stuff,
I'm afraid. Like, I think Paul Heyman is like he doesn't look well to me.
But
I don't.
how long has he not been looking too well
Well,
then?
it's been a while actually. So I feel like he should just go away for a bit. I watched this interview actually of Roman Reigns when they were still together, by the way. And Roman Reigns was saying that he was coaching Paul Heyman like in terms of fitness, trying to get him to shred down a bit.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's good, but I don't know where they've got to since then, but he
Yeah.
just looks a bit, I don't think he needs to be out there anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, how I know that, you got a character of looking a certain way. Maybe he's not as big as, maybe it's a shirt and
Yeah,
stuff.
maybe.
Maybe they stuff it. But
Maybe. I mean, also the camera does add 10 pounds, doesn't it? So.
yeah, I mean, like there is a point where I think wrestling's done it for years where you've got a character and it's partly just made it a character. Look at Otis, it's just his character to be a big guy. But it's like, if you really cared about Otis, I don't think it's that great always to be that big, or to encourage that, he's on Slim Jims with, promotes unhealthy food with
Yeah, the
wrestling.
most unhealthiest food ever made.
Yeah.
My
But
God, the things that are in those Slim Jims is unbelievable when you actually read about it.
it's absolutely ridiculous. But there you go. He's promoting unhealthy stuff, and they're not looking extremely healthy. But how do I know? Someone could be, looking, like health and not be healthy. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened in the wrestling business, hasn't it? We've seen it a couple of times.
Exactly. He's not stressed. He seems quite relaxed a lot of the
Yeah, I only brought up Paul Heyman because he's actually in his 50s, like mid-50s. And also, him taking bumps at 50, I know Vince McMahon did that, but obviously he did look, like he could take a couple of hits.
Yeah.
But Paul Heyman just looks, I don't know, I'm afraid sometimes, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I feel like maybe that could be the next thing, but they start teasing this match with LA Knight.
Well,
Actually,
he's out, isn't he?
oh yeah, do you think he's injured?
Oh, I think he's injured.
No, you
Oh,
missed
boy.
it earlier, yeah. So, oh well.
Well, I mean, I'm interested how things play out into like or leading towards SummerSlam. So I am hopeful that things will pick up again. I'm not overly hopeful just because of the certain factions that are around and, all of this and
Yes.
that. But yeah, we'll see what happens leading up to SummerSlam.
Great. Well, I think that we'll call it an episode. But yeah, thank you both. It's been good. Let's reconvene. And I guess we'll be coming up to the Night of Champions at some point, so we can talk about that. Is that this
As
week?
if they go.
Yeah, that's if they go, honestly.
Yeah. I personally think it's a bit risky.
100%.
I wouldn't risk my staff and the people that are going to fly there, especially for it. Because even though a lot of people from that country go, I think there's a lot of wrestling people that follow the show around, So, anyways, let's hope that we don't have anything disastrous on live TV.
Other than Seth Rollins' faction, obviously.
I know. I think sometimes he's not even that featured on the show, but his faction is, and then he gets tarred with ruining the show.
I'm sorry. It's all on him, in my opinion. That's me. I'm being biased. I know I am, but.
It's fine. I think it is fair enough. If something isn't quite working for you, it isn't working for you. It's not working for me either. Maybe not aggressively.
Next week, yeah, I'll come up with 10 legitimate reasons why I despise the funds.
Okay,
I'll
even
be
more
legitimate.
so. I feel like you've done this before.
Yeah, I think
Probably.
so. I think you do it every week, don't you?
Yeah. 10
I need
new
to
ones.
reiterate.
10
10
new reasons.
new ones, yeah.
And who knows? You never know. Like, it is entertainment. Like, he could entertain you, and you might have to be, diplomatic and just think, be like, you know what? I throw my hand the towel in. He's not such a bad guy.
Oh yeah, he could always win me over. I won't rule that out, but for now.
He needs to work,
Yeah.
or just not work for a bit, as you said.
Exactly. Take a break.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. See you guys later.
See you later.
See ya.